Prema Vivarta, Part 61, The Glories of the Holy Name. One day, Krishna Das broke his long silence and asked Lord Chaitanya a question in Kashi Mishra's house. "If you will kindly permit me to ask, then please tell me about the unlimited and wonderful glories of the Holy Name, about which even Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma are unacquainted." Lord Chaitanya replied, "The excellences of the Holy Name are like an ever-expanding shoreless ocean. Even Lord Krishna himself does not know the limits of his holy name, what to speak of ordinary mortal conditioned souls. Therefore, I will simply repeat what is written in the scriptures. So if you listen with proper faith, you can be delivered from this distressful material world." The Holy Name is capable of dissolving sins and removing impediments. The Name embalms sufferings and diminishes the detriments that are so characteristic of Kali Yuga. It redeems the unredeemable residents of the hellish planets and nullifies the inevitable sinful reactions carried over from previous births. The Holy Name purifies offenses and is the quintessence of all transcendental activities. Shining more brilliant than the Vedas, the scriptures declare that chanting is the highest spiritual activity, higher than making pilgrimages to the holiest of places. The Holy Name is omnipotent and benedicts the chanter with unimaginable good fortune. In its very nature is that it elevates one to experience divine bliss. A chanter is no ordinary person, for he or she becomes worthy of the entire world's praise. The Holy Name is the only means of salvation for the fallen conditioned souls. And it is always worshipable, for it offers that much desired liberation. The Holy Name exalts one to the supreme spiritual abode and blesses the chanter with transcendental love of Godhead, Lord Sri Hari. The Shruti and Smriti contain countless proofs of the Holy Name's sublime position. It is the supreme destination of all spiritual aspirations and the mainstream of the current of devotional service, bhakti. One of the inherent characteristics of the Holy Name is that it destroys all sins. Now, first hear the different authoritative conclusions on this subject. Take note of Ajamila, the example of a sinner who on his deathbed unconsciously called out Narayan, the Supreme Lord's holy name. The inevitable sins he had committed in countless lives were immediately absolved. Ayam hi krita nirvesho janmakotyangasam api yad vyajahara vishvaso nama svasyayanam hare. Ajamil had already atoned for all his sinful actions, indeed. He has atoned not only for sins performed in one lifetime, but for those performed in millions of lives. For in a helpless condition, he chanted the holy name of Narayan. Even though he did not chant purely, he did chant without offense. And therefore, Ajamila is now pure and eligible for liberation. The most heinous offenses, like murdering a woman, a king, a cow or a brahmana, taking intoxicants, cohabitating with one's guru's wife, betraying a friend, stealing, etc., are easily excused simply by chanting the holy name. Once one is purified of his or her sins, one becomes attracted to Lord Krishna. In this way, the holy name guides the living entity to his or her penultimate spiritual goal. Stena surapo mitra drug brahmaha guru talpaga Sri Raja Pitri Gohanta Yecha Patakino Pare Sarvesham Apyagavatam Idam Eva Sunishkritam Nama Vyaharanang Vishnor Yatastad Vishayamati. The chanting of the holy names of Lord Vishnu is the best process of atonement for a thief of gold or other valuables, for a drunkard, for one who betrays a friend or relative, for one who kills a brahmana, or for one who indulges in sex with the wife of his guru or another superior. It is also the best method of atonement for one who murders women, the king, or one's father, or for one who slaughters cows, and for all other sinful men. Simply by chanting the holy name of Lord Vishnu, such sinful persons may attract the attention of the Supreme Lord, who therefore considers. Because this man has chanted my holy name, my duty is to give him protection. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.